Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 18th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, an explosion was reported near the Sultan Hotel in central Jakarta yesterday. The hotel is the main venue for an upcoming presidential debate. No casualties were reported in the explosion. Authorities are unclear on the motives behind the explosion and an investigation is ongoing. Terror attacks on the political events before the elections are a major concern for the law enforcement agencies in Indonesia. More than 200,000 troops have been deployed across major cities for security before the elections in the campaign period. Clients are advised to avoid all political events in Jakarta and other major cities before the elections in April this year. In Philippines, yesterday a suspected gangster involved in drug trafficking was killed in the Sitio Upper Centro village near the Cebu City in southern Philippines. Two men on motorbikes fired at the gangster's car, killing him instantly. Authorities suspect the shooting was an inter-gang conflict. Clashes between criminal gangs pose a threat to civilians and businesses in the proximity. Clients are advised to be aware of drug trafficking gangs active in the Philippines. Avoid traveling to impoverished areas of major cities and smaller towns where the gangs are reportedly more active. In Vietnam, more than 300 kilos of methamphetamine pills were seized yesterday in Ha Tien province in central Vietnam. A Laotian suspect was arrested during the operation while another suspect managed to escape. According to the Vietnamese law, suspects caught with more than 600 grams of heroin can be sentenced to death. Clients are advised to be aware of the heightened security checks in the provinces bordering Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.